This is the Texas Standard. I'm Joy Diaz. One of Texas Governor Greg Abbott's top priorities for this legislative session is to make it harder for repeat violent criminal offenders to get bail. His preferred bill is known as the Damon Allen Act. It's passed both houses of the legislature, but with significant changes. Houston Public Media's Andrew Schneider looks at the prospects of bail reform becoming law and what it would mean for counties and for defendants who are poor if it does become law.
One of the fiercest advocates for the Senate's bail reform bill has been Harris County District Attorney Kim Ogg. She testified in favor of the bill earlier this session.
Crime is up, ladies and gentlemen, and it is associated with bail.
Ogg said between 2015 and 2020, the number of offenders who had committed crimes while out on bond had tripled.
At some point, repeated criminal conduct must be stopped, even while awaiting trial, in order to protect the public. And this is where the public's interest in safety must override the individual's right to personal freedom.
Since then, the Senate and House have each passed their own version of bail reform. Now, with less than 1 week until the session ends, the two chambers will have to iron out their differences in a conference committee.
We are cautiously optimistic.
Andy Kahn is director of victim services and advocacy for Crime Stoppers of Houston.
We're right now at the point of no return. And basically, it's kind of like in a football analogy, we're at the one-yard line and we need that last push to get over the goal line.
The House and Senate versions are very different, but they have one major factor in common, according to Harris County Commissioner Rodney Ellis.
They end release from jail on non-money conditions for large numbers of Texans.
Ellis is a former state senator. He says this would fall hardest on poor defendants who can't afford cash bail, particularly Black and Hispanic Texans.
You know, bail reform advocates who oppose both bills fear a potential merging of the legislation could create a worst-case scenario. And I think that's a possibility.
That could be catastrophic for Harris County. A federal court ruled its cash bail system was unconstitutional because it discriminated against the poor. It's currently operating under a consent decree with regards to misdemeanor bail.
You put judges in a position where they can follow a federal court dissent decree or follow the state law. I think federal law, a consent decree, trumps that. So the issue will be litigated in court.
All this affects real people. Ask Goldie Van Zandt. She and her husband Jerome met in the Navy. Jerome retired after 20 years. He suffered from PTSD and began self-medicating.
Me and him have been married for 37 years. We just celebrated our anniversary May 13th. Of course, he wasn't here.
Last fall, Jerome was arrested for possessing less than a gram of crack cocaine and fleeing arrest, both felonies. His bail, $120,000, which the Van Zandts could not afford.
I get upset because the poor can't afford the bail, or people just trying to make a living or trying to survive. But, you know, people that have done much more, have done horrendous crimes, they get to get out and bonded on, you know, on bail. They can afford the bail, so they get out.
There's one other factor to consider. If some version of bail reform does become law, Rodney Ellis and others say it would mean a big increase in the pretrial detention population of county jails. That would mean a huge cost to counties that would ultimately be passed along to taxpayers. I'm Andrew Schneider in Houston.